They moved the record button over here, all the way to the, like, you gotta toggle down on a different highlight to actually get the record button.
It is not digitally
Yeah, they making it like if you wanna record, you gotta work for it. Like, it's like that.
ergonomic.
All right. See, I don't even. I feel like it's been so long, I don't even know what episode it is, so I gotta actively look for the actual episode number. And it was bad, like, it was bad weekly. It's gonna be even worse monthly, I'm telling y'all right now. No Static Podcast, episode 255. I am Dennis, your host. Coop is here. LQ
Okay.
is here.
Yes, sir.
Jax is presumably in orbit. But here we are. It's the month of March. We are on episode 4 of this year. And actually, no. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it was consistent in January. 5. Okay, so episode 6. We are on our. Yeah. I think. Roman has defended the championship a total of one time this year. So I would say we definitely on our, like, bro, because we probably would have had, like, let me see. January is 4 weeks. Let me see, 4 weeks in January, 4 weeks in February. Probably been like episode 10, 12, something like that, but we here. Go ahead and acknowledge us. Put your wands up. And yeah, it's good to be back in the mix.
Is it?
A lot has
Is
happened, but so little has happened at the same time. But we're here to talk about it.
It's a lot to get to,
I
so
just
we're
started
gonna
looking
try
at it.
to.
Nah, for real. It's like,
Little Hector is wilding.
yo, this year, I just want to point out that this is definitely more than anything that this is the year of the Freako, which is crazy.
I don't even know what that is, because I
Oh,
don't
so
know.
it's a combination of Freak and Rico.
Listen, bro. You've been saying that, and like literally, I thought you've been saying free coats, free coats.
Yeah, no, like, this is the year of the Freako Charge Nasty Award Brigade right here.
Well, this is going to go down in history as the nasty nigga witch trials.
Right.
This is insane for niggas trying to bust.
Listen, and out of all of the stuff that's been happening, I only really had like one thing on the docket that's not related to celebrities. Like, I just want to point that out.
Every
So,
time we raid, one happens.
yeah, no, nah, they putting up Wilt Chamberlain numbers out here. So, we start there. So there was a high school in Oklahoma. It was called Deer Creek High School. Basically, what they did was they did a fundraiser, and basically what it was that it was basically in the form of a video that went viral, and it showed, like, students at a high school, they were licking peanut butter off of the toes of other students to raise money. To raise money for a fundraiser that's basically it's basically for Oklahoma City coffee shops that employ people with intellectual, developmental, and physical disabilities. But the thing is, the organization was not involved. Apparently, it was
course
It
the org
was
just
strictly the
listen.
high school, and it's a lot of questionable activity going on that's being investigated currently.
Questionable at best.
No,
At best, definitely at best. Because I'm gonna let y'all know now. I remember just thinking about some of the kicks people was wearing when I was in high school, and I damn sure ain't gonna take that shoe off and put peanut butter off of it.
right, like they took it to the stream. They raised like apparently they raised like 150K off of that.
Okay, it's the fact that they raised 150K that bothers me.
See,
No, it's not that it bothers you. It lets you know that that's one high school where the entire town clearly has a foot fetish, and everybody listen. That town has two clear things in it that they raised 150K with this method: people loaded to death with foot fetish and wild pedophile. And the two
Okay.
came together. The two came together for a good cause.
The pedophilia thing just doesn't even surprise me. It's literally the foot thing.
Listen, somewhere. What if we find out that the whole 150K came from V Diddy with a note that said, "I like your style."
Okay, hold on. What? V Diddy got too much going on for him right now. V Diddy is a wild boy. Diddy is a wild boy. Anything connected to the word idiot is a wild thing. Like whether you saying take that, or you're talking about slobber knockers, it's a wild thing. So I think both of them want to stay as far away from that as possible. The real issue is when they said, hey, we want to lick peanut butter off our feet. Who voted for that and said, all right, I'm with it?
More importantly, what teacher or person in authority was watching this, and when they got the like 20K, was like, you know what, let's just see if they get the 30.
Listen, this was probably the same teacher that thought it was pretty cool for two artists to wrestle over Frosted Flakes, apparently.
Bro, look, I mean, what we tell you with this, nowadays when things get reported, I imagine the most recent meme I can think of to associate with it, which is, I'm imagining them like coming into the principal office and say, "Okay, Principal Smitty, we got an idea to raise some money for the school. I'm gonna let you know now. You gonna think we wild. We wild. So you know how though nobody eat the peanut butter? We gonna kill two birds with one stone. We get new uniforms and we getting rid of the extra peanut butter."
I got a question. It's really irrelevant. Jeff or Peter Pan?
Okay, can I say something? I went and looked at this like town, like I just looked at like the town that the school was in, and these are the kind of folks that purposely buy Chunky.
Bro, listen, licking chunky peanut butter off. Okay, here's my thing. How did y'all discover that many people didn't have peanut out?
Nobody.
Yeah, because that's a lot of money to be raised for this particular event.
More importantly, how of them had a peanut allergy just didn't care.
Bruh, risking it all for some feet. Peanut butter on feet is wild. I mean, they say, you know what? I don't even care, bruh. I need to lick some peanut butter off some feet. That's just
That's
wild.
all. That's all. I don't like my own feet. I don't like my own feet. I recently went to the foot doctor. He was working. I looked at him like he was the bravest person I've ever seen in my life.
Listen, I've been sitting here telling my wife, I'm like, bro, I am so overdue for a pedicure. I can't even imagine somebody going like, hey, yo, Wayne, LQ, we're going to sit here and dip your feet in chocolate in peanut butter and
It's
let people lick them off for charity.
not that. It's the idea of the student body president having a whole assembly going, "Hey, y'all, so listen, a lot of y'all was planning to get like pedicures this weekend. Don't. Don't." And I imagine all the girls and the cheerleaders looking at them like, "What?" And he like, "It's for a good cause. It's for a good cause. Just hold that for a second. Just chill for like a week."
Listen, y'all, if anybody can understand how uncomfortable we are talking about this, it's because this is a high school. There were adults that donated the money to this and participated, and nobody saw a problem.
Listen, it's the fact that it was at least one adult who saw this happen and was just like, "You know what, man? It's really good to see these young people getting together to show some ambition."
Yo, speaking of, this is gonna be a wild segue when I say it, but speaking of people that are into like feet, did y'all hear about the Dan Schneider docuseries that's coming out? The dude that did like the Nickelodeon shows.
Wait, no.
Yeah, so there's a docuseries, it's called Quiet on Set, and basically it's gonna get into
Oh
like, how much of a nasty man he is. And you can tell, like, and if you watch shows like Drake and Josh, Victorious, like Sam and Cat, iCarly, all of those shows, and you realize like how much how much like feet content is in those shows. And
Hey,
you realize how branded it, our own brand it is.
didn't Drake from Drake and Josh recently come out to talk about how much he was sexually assaulted?
I just saw that. I didn't read into it, but I do remember when they I do remember when they showed like, 'cause when they showed the trailer for the Dan Schneider doc, I don't know if these two events are tied together in any way. But I do remember when they showed like, they showed at the end of the trailer, it was like some feet walking. Like apparently somebody from one of the shows is gonna be speaking out. I don't necessarily know if it's him, but I do remember seeing something about Drake Bell in that regard.
Bruh,
So let me get this straight. We about to sit here and say Drake and Josh were showing feet in kid shows.
listen, thing is,
Drake and Josh was showing me racist kid shows. Oh my God, that shit's wild.
they was all showing feet. Like it's crazy. Like I even remember the there was an episode of Victorious, and like the whole episode was just about them like putting their feet in like this like koi pond full of koi fish, and it was the whole episode. Like you never really think about like the signs of just like how that plays out.
Right.
Oh, man.
Here's my thing. I've never watched an episode of Drake and Josh, but Drake and Josh was a wildly popular Nickelodeon show, and I remember like a lot of backlash when Drake when the I don't know if that's his real name, Drake or not, but the guy that plays Drake was like, "I'm gonna stop doing the show," and then a few years later, he's like bashing the show, and nobody knew where it came.
Yeah. It's always interesting to see like when people kind of, bad, like for example, Jeanette McCurdy, the girl who played Sam on iCarly, like she was one of the main people that was like, she didn't even want to like come back for any reunions or anything like that, like or like the reboot of iCarly, because it was such a traumatizing experience.
Yeah. She's been very vocal about her treatment of what was going on with her over the years. Like, she's the one I was like, all right, cool. And everybody, and you got to understand, when people don't have the experience that you have, or don't even have any clue of what's going on to you. And everybody's like, well, how come everybody else is willing to come back and do this? It's not a RASB situation. RASB was clearly on the Millennium Tour because the nigga needed to pray. But that nigga was adamant about, hey, bro, this nigga Christos had us fucking niggas, bro.
He never wavered off of that point.
He been consistent about that shit. He was like, bruh, I was 12 years old getting fucked by niggas. And we was like, wait, you just say that confidently?
I'm taking that to the grave.
No, that was that was wild. Like this, that goes again. That goes back to how crazy this year has been. Cause just all the different like just cause of all the different like conversations and lawsuits and things that have like been showing up out the woodwork, like it's insane. I don't even feel right saying putting Freako and woodwork in the same sentence. Like that's yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and pause that in advance, but
Whoa, yeah.
yes.
Freako and
Because well, we started off the year with Cassie suing Diddy over the freak offs, and then and that was like real. That caused a real live debate. Like, hey, when, like, okay, let me start. Like, niggas was confused because they was like, all right, but y'all was together for X years. When did you stop enjoying the freak off? Then, of course, there's a whole bunch of pedophilia running around, which we have to be careful about this because I literally just read an entire paper about them trying to change and get us to accept pedophilia. Or pedophile persons. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. No.
You know what's something that's kind of wild, and well, it's not even necessarily wild, and this is something I kind of observed this, in the court of public opinion. It seems like ever since what's come out with Diddy, everybody kind of like believes the other accusers, but nobody believes Cassie.
Which is crazy because you would think that like because I was seeing the opinions of what everybody was saying about the Cassie situation, but that recent one with with the dude Lil Rod that filed the lawsuit, like that was a whole different like ball game of like opinions that were being like flowing around. And it was just, and I just want to preface this by saying that Meek did not make it any better.
No, he didn't.
He didn't even try to like re he didn't try to like redeem. It took him till tweet number five to actually like clear the rumors up. And even the way he did it was still crazy, because like the first four was, I'm finna go pull up on academics.
Listen. Okay, I had to agree with Ak, my dude. But here's what I agree with Ak. Hey, bro, you finna pull up on me for some shit that was put in court documents. All right, cool. And we don't necessarily know if Nicki Minaj was fucking with another rapper out of Philly. But I gotta agree with Andrew Schultz. Meek Mill is doing a very hard job at going like, I'm not gay. Because we was all looking at it like, bro, you could have just ignored that and let it go. And we could all speculate it, but
Nobody.
you could have been on your model dress it. It ain't real.
Right, like nothing was, because it was so many layers to it, because it was just like 1 minute he was just talking about like just He apparently he didn't believe the report. He felt he believed the report was AI generated, which it took him three tweets of denial to like see that the actual see how legit the actual lawsuit was.
No, because you like imagine you just chilling, and then a nigga tweet you like, "Hey, yo, B, this you?" And you see it, you like, "Nah, that's wild, man." You see this AI shit? They got AI shit looking like real court documents. And then one of your homeboys call you, be like, "Hey, yo, bro, nah, this is real, bro. They got you. What you mean they got me? Like they don't even say my name. This is fake." Bro, how many rappers really date Nicki Minaj? Nigga, I don't know.
Exactly.
The
Exactly.
answer. Nigga, she could have dated that nigga Gilly, all I care. You know, before she got with me, you know, the nigga that made Yeah, That's Us. What? What? Ain't nobody questioning them.
But long story short, he wasn't making it any better with the tweets. Like the one he sent Future was crazy. Like it's just been a whole lot of like that's basically been the rollout. Like for that
He's
to be your rollout is insane.
Meek Mill is one celebrity that I love to follow on social because you could tell that's really how he feels. Like he be tweeting like it don't really matter. He's like, I'm really gonna get these thoughts off. And you could tell it's a nigga in the room that's probably like, hey yo, bro, don't press in, don't press in, don't press in. This nigga press in.
Exactly. Have y'all been seeing that how they've been roasting Shannon Sharp?
For the Olive Green jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna say
Bruh,
something.
Shannon Sharp would be a bad bitch so bad, bruh. He
Gonna
would
be
be a bad
honest.
bitch so bad.
Normally, I can see like why something is funny, but this one I can't see it. I really tried. I tried to be like, what are we really getting at here?
Okay,
Nah.
here's my thing. Because I think he got two different styles. He got a stylist for when he doing First Take and ESPN related shit. And he got another stylist for when he done on ESPN. And the stylist that he needs is the stylist that's on ESPN. Because whoever is dressing him outside of ESPN got him looking like somebody auntie from 2000s. Like that should be wild what he be wearing. And you know, I understand Shannon Sharp, you know, in his 50s, you know what I'm saying? The nigga come from the 70s, he was raised in the 80s. But my nigga, like Shannon Sharp looked like he was ready to go to Friday night at Jim's place. Like that's how Shannon Sharp is. Shannon Sharp dressed like he better go to the swap meet down in Miami. But you know, the beef DVDs. I don't know why he choose, especially when you be in this buff ass nigga, why you choose to wear this tight ass shit. I don't.
But
I
that
do not.
okay, because here's something that I guess I just don't quite get in this particular instance. While it is funny to watch him walk into places like his like this normal mannerisms, I would be honest with you, brother. I don't expect, and this is gonna sound like I'm wild, like white hatting it. But I don't expect people who cannot afford the same clothes as other people to really like grasp, like, okay, you're wearing this probably because it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think that it's really just like what he was wearing. It was how he got out how he got out the truck, basically, is how it started.
Because that's the thing. Them kind of outfits, like with the kind of closer fit stuff. Like he wear that stuff on the show or on his like podcast all the time. So it's not like that outfit is new. It was just new in that color.
Yeah, like he was basically he got out the truck, and not to mention like the reason he was moving around like that, apparently he got both of his hips replaced, if I am I
Yeah,
correct?
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely had hip replacement surgery.
Yeah, and they was literally like, I saw one TikTok where he stepped out and they had Material Girl playing. Y'all.
No, right, because we take you not right, because let's go back to what I said. Remember what
Shaq's Material Girl.
I'm gonna tell you, no, bro, remember way back, and I was talking about, like, bro, this is what I mean by like stuff being black acceptable. This because I promise you, I promise you, if we just suddenly pull up like pictures of everybody dissing, it's only, I promise you, it's only us. I promise you, it's only us. Because let me
That
tell you.
needs to be the only people dissing them,
But honestly, isn't that the problem?
Because I,
not
cause
really.
I do think that like Shannon Sharp has been getting a lot of smoke this year. Like even with like Mike Epps, Eddie Griffin, everybody just, putting their hat in the ring to say something about him. Like it's been a lot of that, like week by week, and he's been responding to majority of it. Even him and Mace had like a back and forth, and you didn't really see this much. You didn't really see like this many people going at him until like this like cat interview and so on. For this has definitely been his year for sure.
But honestly, doesn't that further support the age-old sentiment, more money, more problems?
Pretty much.
Like think about it. In this all in the same year's time, not necessarily since this year began, but in a year's time, he's gone from one very successful sports show to the most successful sports show to now he had the most watched interview so far of the year. Actually, take it back. He's had two of the most watched interviews so far this year. He's got a very successful internet show plus a very successful podcast. In which case, guess what? He's slowly just yanked Ochocinco in as his co-host.
Yep.
Like, in that, I guess I'm, you know what it is, man? I think that I'm a person that understands, like, there's ridicule that comes with the territory. But what I was trying to point out is, like, bro, it's this weird thing we got in our culture, bro, where you can't be too much of anything, even if it's a good thing. Prime example, you can be in shape, you can look good, but if you in shape to the point that Shannon Sharp is, it's like, now we dissing you. You could be a nice guy, you could be positive, but if you positive to the point that Russell Wilson is, you getting shitted on, and you a sucker, and you a clown, and all this, and you a simp. You can be like, it's crazy, but like, you can get a lot of this, but you can't get too many of this because then all of a sudden you feature. Like, my nigga, like. I think that's just because but I think
I
that's
get
just because
what you're saying.
I'm
I get what you're
like,
saying, but it's really just what you're willing to accept from black men. That's what it boils down to. Like,
can I be honest with you? Let me tell you what I think it is, bro. I know this other, damn, I'm about to sound mad, Hotel. I think it's systematic program jealousy. I do, bro. I really do. Bro, I can remember being in school, like back in the day, bro, and like I would come to school like with new sneakers on, right? Keep in mind, I got on new sneakers. They're clean, they're nice, they're new sneakers, they Nike, they George, whatever, right? And I remember like you had them people that were like, okay, you got whatever on. And then after a while during the day, I'd have like one, I start getting things that go, suck it to people, nigga, you fresh shit in here, bro. What's your new sneakers? Oh, okay, like at some point, the hate is coming. It's the only unnecessary part.
Yep. I mean, Yeah, and I think that's gonna be something that's, that's just gonna happen year round, like
Now,
at this point.
the flip side of that is video game rules. If you
Yes.
keep moving in the direction of the most obstacle in the game, if you don't know what you're doing in the game, if you keep moving in the direction of the most obstacle, you're probably going the right way.
Which one you're right. They announced Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul.
Can I
It's
say
fully
something?
live streaming on Netflix, dropping in Ju dropping July 20th.
Can I say something unanimously racist? Can I be the one to say something unanimously racist?
My Tyson's gonna kill that white boy.
We all, not New York is gonna kill this white boy. We are all going to watch this to see Mike Tyson kill this white boy. Like, like when I tell you, remember that? I'm gonna tell you what this is like. Yeah. When D, I don't know if you remember this, but do y'all remember that year Alabama played Notre Dame for the national championship?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all something, bro. I always point out this year in situations like this because normally when the national championship happens, especially if your team didn't make it, when you get to that point, you just want to see a great game. You just want to see the greatest game possible. That year, because of how people feel about Notre Dame, that was the year I have never ever seen so many people go like, "Nah, bro, I don't want to know this game, bro." They boil out and want to add Alabama to go out there and just like commit human sacrifice on on Notre Dame, and that's what I want in this match. I don't want one of these like, "Oh man, I don't want us to like look at this and go like, yeah, man, Paul's got some real skills." I want us to go on this show and go, "Yo, bro, somebody call his mom and bro, make sure she all right, bro."
Yeah. No, here's the crazy part. They got a video of him talking to his dad about fighting Mike. And his dad looked like, "You sure you want to do
Right,
that?"
bro.
Like I understand he's 57, but Mike's still Mike.
Like, you realize he did time for this and then still beat the charge. Like basically they held them in because like, bro, we can't prove it, but we feel like still. And that keep in mind, like I said, bro, this is one of those things where I'm not looking for, I'm not going to be watching this thing because I'm going to be like, all right, yo, man, let's just like see, like, you know what? The best way to say this, I will not be watching this unbiased. I have absolute and complete bias because I don't want to, bro, I'm not looking to see like, oh, dang, bro, look how Paul hold his own. I want the bell to ring, bro, and then immediately hear announcer go, oh my God, we got to get the paramedics down here. Like, I wanted it from that to that. Like,
Like
no.
the sad part.
I want Mike to do something so painful to this man that when he say the N-word on national television, we let it slide. Because we know he's still.
The sad part about it is that we all looking for Mike to do something to this boy, and it's real deal niggas who like, "Nah, bro, I think Mike might throw it." I'm like, nah, Mike ain't gonna throw it, cause don't get me wrong, that Mike Tyson Roy Jones Jr. fight was okay, but you could tell Mike ain't get his shit off the way he wanted to get his shit off. Mike might want to get his shit off with this white.
Listen, here's the other thing. What if we find out Mike just don't like him? Which is what I'm hoping. Listen, I don't know if y'all ever seen Mike Tyson do things to people he doesn't like. All the stuff he did to the people he was okay with. Listen, no offense. He told Evander Holyfield he loved him before and after he bit a man a piece of that man's body off. What
Maybe
if he
don't
don't fuck
find
with
out soon enough, cause like they still got to do like they still got to actually roll the fight out. So I think it's gonna be real interesting when we see like the press conference. Like the press conference is gonna be the tell all right there.
It won't be. Like, all you had to do was say Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul, and I was like, oh, okay, so clearly we're just all cool with Mike Tyson committing murder in front of all of us.
You know what? What if this is like their way of bouncing out, like, hey, y'all, listen, I know y'all wasn't expecting us to win the dunk contest 2 years in a row, so we just gonna go ahead and sacrifice all the Mike Tyson for y'all. Just to cap on Black History
Right, yeah, no, that is gonna be truly something right there. Did y'all watch? Well, y'all pretty much caught up on Raw and SmackDown.
You know something, man? I just realized, like right before the episode started, I was like, yo, I did not finish watching SmackDown, but it's still good. I'll watch it later. I'll watch it tonight. That way I'll be right on time for Raw tomorrow. I saw a good amount of it, so I'm pretty sure I probably got an idea of what all has happened.
Last thing that happened was Cody slapped The Rock and it ended the show. Like the one thing that's been happening with these segments on SmackDown that The Rock has been having, and there's gonna be another one next week. Like The Rock has been at every SmackDown this month so far.
Listen, one thing I will say about this, especially because I think in this situation we've ignored the good parts about it. Number one, The Rock has very successfully made people dislike him, which is what you want your heel to do. And he made people dislike him, he has done what a heel is supposed to, which is further boost the face by pushing them to a limit of like, no man, we just really want to see this guy like win and pummel him. The only thing I hate about it is that the magnitude of The Rock is kind of taking away from the weight of Cody versus Roman, which is what we really is the real like main course here. And I feel bad because it's almost to the point I feel like that The Rock's heel gimmick, it's almost eclipsing the title match itself.
Along with everything else, pretty much
Because
everything that's related
I don't think
to.
it's eclipsing it. I have a different theory. I legitimately think Rock is salty about the fans overwhelmingly saying we don't want to see this. And while he's doing his job, it's almost as if, hey, I'm gonna do my job so well, y'all are gonna wish y'all we would have got this match in the first place.
I feel you. I feel you. Because there's an aspect to it that does feel like he's trying to like punish people with what they wanted. In a sense, but at the same time, I can't pretend like this storyline, which at first started pissing me off, is now, in my opinion, going in a better direction. I don't want to say the best, but it's definitely going in a better direction. It's got us engaged again where we want to see what happens next.
Now, I did do my homework. I saw the segment with Seth, Cody, Roman, and The Rock. Which somehow, some way, Rock has only been doing this for like 4 weeks and has shown up more time than Roman still. Just putting that out there. And this Cody Roman Rock thing is taken away from the fact that, Seth has a match at night two. Have we all forgotten that?
Well, wow,
And
that is funny you bring that up. Let me ask you something. I think you're going to take the belt.
I think so.
I feel like he is too. I feel like I've been watching Drew's matches, and we've gone from, okay, he's going to come up to, yo, no matter what happens, he's going to win. Like, poor Jey Uso. Jay Uso is living proof of crabs in a barrel right now. Because in 2 weeks, you were supposed to be Intercontinental Champion and beat Drew McIntyre. But you can't. Because your family don't want to see you succeed.
Which is another thing. They have not been building that matchup at all. Like, we haven't seen a segment. Like, we ain't seen, like, because you would think a match of that magnitude with Jay versus Jimmy, we would get, like, some kind of, you know, some kind of something. We have not gotten anything. And WrestleMania is
What did I sit here and tell you?
three
What did I
weeks.
sit here and fucking tell you? I sat here and told you when this whole bullshit started, I said, what's happening to all these guys who are on the company? Well, I said, what's happening to the Sami Zayns, the LA Knights, the Jey Usos, the Drew McIntyres, you know, all of these people? Like real shit, Seth should be going against LA Knight. Either LA Knight or Drew McIntyre, but he's going against Drew McIntyre, so they got that right. Jay should be going against Gunther, or Gunther, wherever the fuck, however the fuck you pronounce his name. Like, there should be some major changes to who holds the belts right now. And I'm honestly like, and again, I'm a casual fan, I'm not the wrestling spectator. We really need Jax for this segment, but I've been asking y'all this last three episodes. Why are all these people who were having these come ups now being put on the back burner?
Because people are holding them, because the people that have been holding the belts have pretty much been holding them hostage, which ties into another theory that I'm starting to put together. Does it seem like Damian Priest is about to cash in on Gunther? Is anybody noticing that the Judgment Day and Imperium have been clashing a lot?
And they've slowly turned Judgment Day heel and their feud. So
Yeah.
let me get straight. You got the money in the bank suitcase, and you're gonna cash it for the Intercontinental Championship.
That's what it's looking like. He's been very like they've been really because I know what with the tag belts they're going against Miz and R-Truth. That's very likely. But there has been this rivalry between Judgment Day and Imperium. There's going to be a gauntlet match on Monday, and the winner is gonna face Gunther for the belt. So it's gonna be Ricochet, Chad Gable, Sami Zayn, Bronson Reed, Shinsuke Nakamura, and JD McDonagh.
Which is basically a long extended way of saying "fuck you, Jey Uso."
Listen, I said from the beginning, I said, yeah, no, Jimmy finna be on straight bullshit, and yeah, let's shatter that dream because we know Jay finna face Jimmy at WrestleMania. So I saw the play.
No.
It's a matter of really, I think whoever wins this match, I think between it's got to be between Sami Zayn and Chad Gable for who gets that match against Gunther at WrestleMania. That's my prediction for that.
You know what I think is so crazy about this? They are slowly trying to turn Sami Zayn into Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, that's cra it's crazy how he had all that steam like a year ago compared to now. But he still has the steam, but what the steam was before is definitely like they're putting him in this like strange spot compared to everybody else.
Can I just take the time to tell everybody Coop was right? We could have solved all this if you would have put the belt on Cody.
That was the universal answer to all these problems.
Listen, y'all.
I'm also blaming them not putting the belt on Cody for this foot thing in Deer Creek High School.
Yeah.
That
You
definitely.
know what? That definitely. If there was anything in this tour that was directly related, it was that. So that is, all I'm gonna say is this, and here's what just what I feel based on observation. You've got a situation now where the glow of the bloodline can only make one other person pop in besides the bloodline at a time. It was Sam, it was crazy as it was Cody, then it went to Sammy, now it's back to Cody. And what's happened is the moment that shot was off of Sammy, what they did, the worst was what I don't think they thought about it. I think after it played out, they realized, like, oh shit, I didn't realize we did that. Y'all had Sammy in a title match. You didn't put the belt on him. Then you had him win the tag team titles, the unified belts, but then you took them off of him and Kevin, and then you split him and Kevin. Because people would have watched him and Kevin go for them tag team titles at least for another 6 months. Then to make it worse, then y'all sent him on a losing streak up until like 2 weeks ago. To make it worse, now not only was he on a losing streak, but he getting beat up by dudes he used to manage. Because people really forgot that just this time a year and a half ago, he was Shinsuke's manager. Like, so now you finally start having him win again just before WrestleMania. And you know what the sad part about it is? Now, because of the picture they've painted with the Intercontinental title, he don't even have the biggest steam to win it. It's up there, it's pretty good. People would love to see it, but now it's too many other people. People would rather see the belt on, and they didn't kill him, but they definitely buried him.
Yeah, they put a lot of like they just put themselves in a corner with everything that like transpired. Like even when you go back to how the main event of night one could have been literally the options for who could have been main event at night one could have been limitless, but the situation with The Rock happened. Like they found themselves in a lot of corners, basically. Like even when CM Punk came back, that had a big role in everything. So it's like, oh, we gotta go back to the well, we know that, Punk and Seth Rollins is what was been brewing. And I do wanna salute Drew McIntyre for somehow making the match of him versus Punk much bigger than what him versus Seth would have been. Because I know once CM Punk returns, that's gonna be crazy. So
Here's
like
my thing.
that was one thing I did not expect.
At what point do we look at CM Punk? One way or another, when we meet CM Punk, he has abandoned this company every time. One way or another, he's either been unavailable or made himself unavailable. Like, that's crazy to me. That bruh, like he just got signed a few months ago. He ain't been back a year. And he already about to miss more time than he's actually worth. Keep in mind, he was already on the Roman Reigns schedule, so he wasn't even going to be wrestling like that at all. So he booked basically five matches, and what, he had one?
Yep, he had one.
And it wasn't even televised.
Like literally. Like literally, he did way more work for AEW this year.
Right. That's saying a lot. Like, because, and even with that, it's just the fact of now we got. And that's another thing too. Like we gotta, and I was thinking about this. Has the interference trope gone stale?
Mean? What do you mean the interference trope?
So,
The
a
have a
lot of
match interfere to make the guy lose?
it's been a lot of that. It's been a lot of, hey, I'm interfering because I'm a hater. We've seen it. We've seen this a lot. Like we've
It
seen.
only work. It only works when it comes out the blue. When it's an every week thing, yeah.
Yeah. Like we so used to seeing it with the we so used to seeing it with the Bloodline. We seen it with Jimmy and Jay. We seen it with AJ Styles and LA Knight. And it's been the same commentary every time. Like, ooh, our spider be the level of hater that he is. Like it's been that way with Drew, it's been that way with AJ, it's been that way with Jimmy. And it's like we're seeing this as
It's like
a
that with Roman. Like, does anybody realize how stupid that night one match is? That night one tag team match? We're going to fight for the right to see if the Bloodline can be ringside during the night two WrestleMania main event. That's stupid as shit. We know y'all gonna figure that out.
And see, and I agree with you. I also at the same time think it's funny the idea of The Rock going, "Hey, bro, we gonna beat your ass for the opportunity to beat your ass. We finna beat you the fuck up so we could earn the right to illegally beat you the fuck up while you fight the other guy that you just fought yesterday."
Yep.
Beat you with
And
your
I think
boss.
that Rock and Roman are gonna win that match.
Bruh, they are going to make this match impossible for Cody. Want me to tell you you want to tell you what I want? What I want to see? One of two things happen. Either A, Drew beats Seth so bad that he's not there to help Cody, or Seth betrays Cody after losing his belt.
And that's been a lot of what people have been saying. They've been going with the Seth is going to betray Cody arc. And
Listen. Here's the thing. I love what they're saying about that, but it wouldn't make sense.
exactly.
It would not make sense because would mean if we're going to believe that theory, we got to believe the theory about The Rock helping Cody win. Bruh, don't.
Oh, bro, can I tell you something? I haven't completely eliminated that theory. Because what if this is all part of the plan? He has the match so that they can be there by ringside, and then they all betray Roman.
Yep, that's like that's what I think is the likeliest setup, because it also sets up for Rock versus Roman at the next WrestleMania. And why not set that up during the time when like the Netflix deal is going, the Netflix deal kicks off next
Rock
year.
we out or something by that time.
Yeah, like I feel like all of that is a part of the rollout. And then you get your big match. You get Rock versus Roman. And then let's say, people in the blood, everybody in the bloodline does crossover with The Rock. I don't know if they're gonna like do that thing where they turn Roman face by the time he faces The Rock. Because there's also a possibility of that, but I do feel like this could be the night that WrestleMania could be where they set up for Rock versus Roman by way of.
You know what? I don't mind that Cody and Seth losing night one if they're going to make night two so dramatic that Cody still wins despite the odds. Like, you got so Cole around, you got Jimmy doing his hater ass shit around, you got Paul Heyman being a bitch ass nigga around, and then you just have chaos all around the ring, and you still put Cody over the top. If
Yep.
that's the way they do it, I'm with it.
That's
But
basically what it's looking like. Is this literally about to be Endgame?
have it where fucking Stone Cold come out of nowhere and gets at The Rock for being the bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, I think it's the I there definitely is definitely gonna be the exactly like Endgame, I feel like. There's gonna be people on both sides, basically. You're gonna have your people helping Roman, you're gonna have your people helping Cody. And I think it's gonna be a lot. I think it's gonna be a lot of that.
bring Sting out. I know he just retired. Bring him out of somewhere. Have him in the, I don't give a shit. Just have it be so dramatic that when Cody finally gets to 1-2-3, we're all like, oh my God, we didn't think this would happen.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that's, I think that's what it's gonna look like. It's going because Rock and Roman win night one, because Roman ain't losing twice. They already kind of, planted that, planted that idea of with the whole like, yeah, Cody, if you lose, you can never challenge for the belt again. Yeah, they pretty much putting every, pretty much putting all the eggs in that basket of
Yeah, like it's
different
so much sauce on it. So
things. All the sauce.
Right.
okay. And another thing about the whole, hey, we gonna beat your ass for the right to beat your ass. So that means night one, the bloodline is like, ringside. Like, so the bloodline gonna be ringside night one to not be ringside night two.
Right at WrestleMania.
Right, yeah, ain't no way it's going down like that. They dead giveaway, dead giveaway.
Oh, congratulations, Steve, man.
Yeah, what a career. Him
Right.
and Paul, what a career. Like I tell people, I said, like him or love him, Paul Heyman, one of the OGs. Like, as far as what has made wrestling, like if I had to, like the way you have those people in different industries was like, nah, bro, this person like shaped this industry. I can legitimately say that about Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
Like, and not only that, I got, and I'm a little biased because keep in mind, being from Philly, I was around when, ECW first started and all that. So I remember like Paul Heyman having to be that dude. This short, fat Jewish dude in Philly trying to get people into wrestling that wasn't WWF or WCW. And it just goes to show, like, when you got a talent, when you know the business of what you do, like, because that's what he capitalized on. He capitalized on knowing like this business better than most people.
My thing is, what if Paul Heyman, I've always like wondered this, what if we had took Paul Heyman and put him in WCW during the Monday Night Wars?
You know what? It's good that he was at ECW during that time. He, the things, what added to ECW helped him build the legacy that he has now in a way that I don't think being on WCW could.
Yeah,
And
definitely.
I, yeah, because he, you got, if, honestly, if he's in WCW at the time, I don't know if the how that works with him and Eric Bischoff.
Right.
Like,
And who's in who do y'all think is inducting Paul? That's another thing.
who do we think is what?
Inducting Paul into, like, not inducting, but what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I guess introducing them.
Shoot, they should have tax do it. It makes sense.
Yeah, but if it's not Taz, yeah, it's got to be Taz. Or if not Taz, then Rob Van Dam.
I think they both on AEW though.
Yeah, Rock is doing this, and Rob Van Dam, I think, is on AEW now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Okay, what about Tommy Dreamer?
I was seeing that. I was seeing people mention Tommy Dreamer doing that. That could work.
Or I would take the Dudley Boys. I would take definitely take the Dudley Boys doing that.
Oh yeah. Both of them are already in the Hall of Fame. So yeah, Dudley Boys could definitely do.
Yeah, I think
I
those.
think.
Like, why not let it be an ECW act?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind one of the Dudley Boys doing it if they're not going to do both.
But yeah, right, dude. EC didn't ECW originate in Philly too? Listen, talk about
Oh, that's
full
wild.
circle.
You get inducted into the Hall of Fame in the place where that's wild.
Yeah, see. Full circle moment. Couldn't have picked a better year.
Yeah, he can't mention Brock Lesnar at all, but yeah.
Yeah, I also think it's funny but expected on how on WWE 2K24 they like Brock is in the game but he's not in the game. Like they have because they did like the WrestleMania showcase, so they only have like the 2014 version of Brock that beat Undertaker.
Worst mistake ever.
One that stopped the streak, essentially.
Yeah. The most hated Brock Lesnar year of all.
And don't get me wrong, I understood why, but he was not the one that should have.
No, yeah, I agree.
I mean, we'll see. Because on this new one, I haven't played the new one yet. I do want to get it. I haven't played it yet, but I think they'll eventually let you get some of the other ones.
Yeah, it's been fun so far. I haven't really had much time to spend with it, but I've definitely been enjoyed. I still feel like I have more to do in the game, but it's been a fun playthrough.
Yeah,
But
it's unrelated. I've been watching this thing about how terrible of a wrestler Bill Goldberg was, and it's hilarious.
oh my gosh.
God, it is crazy because like you're a fan of the movie, and you don't even realize. I saw a clip, Triple H going in as some new guy, and he's like one of his all-time favorite was Goldberg. He's like, you mean a guy that's never wrestled more than 4 minutes? Basically, just basically hurt every guy he's ever been in the ring with, caused more injuries, takes more time off, gets a cut, he can't wrestle. I was like, Triple H really did not fuck with
I don't think they ever had a match with each other.
me. Nah, I don't think so either. Hold on, let me know.
I'm trying to think, like.
Yeah, they had a match. But yeah, no, I don't blame Triple H for not bringing Goldberg back because what Vince was doing was diabolical. Like the fact that, and I was looking at all of the title matches that Roman Reigns was having, and even that year, like of just pure terror that he was like kept putting Roman up against Brock. Like before that, at the before that WrestleMania at the Elimination Chamber, like he put Roman up against Goldberg. So yeah, no, Gold, yeah, didn't need Goldberg for none of that. But I guess we'll pick another day to talk about like WrestleMania predictions because they gotta beef that match card up. It's all speculation on what matches are actually going to happen, but I think we'll.
Is Jay fighting at WrestleMania?
That has not been a name that has been confirmed for WrestleMania.
That is wild. All
Yeah. I don't know what they're planning on doing. It's a couple matches they could have, but they just haven't, started putting everything in place. But yeah, we'll probably circle back at some point before Mania to talk about like the predictions. Probably won't be right now because like I said, they gotta like get that match card really just
It sounds
boom.
like we're doing it after the standing.
Hey, you heard it here first. All right, closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts, man. I'm gonna go ahead and go first if you don't mind. Music is trash, man. We had a conversation about what's going on with hip hop, and I remember in the early years when hip hop is bad, it won't last. It'll go away as quickly as it arrived. And I'm of the mindset of that time has like you got, especially this week there was a clip circling around of Nelly in an interview about the time when he was like, yeah, I had to go against Jay-Z, DMX, Eminem, 50 Cent, Lil Wayne. We all compete for the number one spot. Nobody realizes that he's also leaving out T.I., Kanye West, fucking Lil' Kim at the time, Missy Elliott. Like, he's leaving out a lot of people, and these are people who are solidified. Like, their place in the hip-hop Hall of Fame is solidified. And I say this because you can see with what's going on in the world of hip hop, artists don't want to rap. The new artists, they literally use hip hop to do other things, build other brands, the brand deals. And it's so hard without just going straight underground to find good rap, people who legitimately want rap. I told y'all how I feel about ASAP Rocky. That nigga ain't rapping. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick, we only go to get an album from him every 5 years. I legitimately believe this is the last J. Cole album we're going And, where are the Big Sean's? Where's the Wale's? Matt Miller is dead and gone, God rest his soul. Where are the people who were just your faves? Like, do you think NBA Youngboy is going to carry hip hop for the next 20 years? He is. Do y'all think Kodak got it to do it for the next 20 years? Yes. Who is that artist that we can legitimately see that 10 years from now still going to be around and still gonna be doing good? Like, you can see it now. A lot of people are jumping off the hip hop wagon and are going into other avenues of the music spectrum, whether it be dance, country, R&B. Like, hip hop artists are getting into the world music, whether it's Afrobeats, the Latin scene that's emerging out of South America. I hate to say it because I love this thing we call hip hop, but it's rap. It is rap. And it's not much that y'all can persuade me. We're going to find those one or two outliers every now and then. But, Killer Mike can't put the whole hip hop. Whole maybe got one more album. I don't know. I don't. As always, be patient. Be prayerful. Do not panic. No cure.
Yeah, everything is bad for you. Drink your water. It's your boy Coop.
Oh my God, this day gets missed.
Can y'all hear me?
Now we can.
Okay. My bad, y'all. All right. So as always, drink your water because everything is bad for you nowadays. I have been this last week. I go through these ebbs and flows of being healthy, working out, that sort of thing. And I oftentimes have to like try to like find motivation. And I found motivation in a very easy and very accessible place. And that is quotes by Kobe Bryant. And you get all the stuff about being paged and that stuff, but Kobe says this thing to a guy on the scene. He said, this guy came on the scene, and we won't bring him in, but this guy gets to his team, and this dude is like a really good player. And so when he gets there, he goes, yo, man, he goes, Kobe didn't talk to me for 6 months. He's like, he ain't say nothing to me. He says, then one day, he's like, I got injured in a game. He says, and he's like, I've always been a person that, when I get injured, I'm able to start working out and improving myself, I start. He says, so when I started doing it, I happened to be going to the same place Kobe worked out. He said, bro, me and Kobe after that became the best of friends, bro. And he was like, Kobe told me, man, he was just like, bro, he says, I have no interest in orbiting or being around people who don't enjoy, understand, and seek out the process of getting better. He says, and you, he's like, if you do that, he's like, and I got all these guys on my team who don't do that. He was like, man, he said, Kobe, not a dude that's measuring your progress. He's measuring how willing you are to do what's necessary to not skip any steps, to not cut any corners, to not take any shortcuts in the process to get what it is you are aiming for. Because that he was like, that's his method. Well, this is what I'm trying to get. This is what it takes to get there. Don't skip no steps. Don't go through it. Be patient with the process. Love the process because that's what got you to your goal. And it's a lot in that, man. And if you guys go out and incrementally each and every day seek to make the day you end better than the day that already passed, you'll be that much better than whoever you're up against or whatever you're up against.
All right. Great pot. Glad we can, come together, make it happen. Happy March, y'all. Happy once a month Roman Reigns era timing. Glad we could, get together and do this wonderful thing we call a podcast. As I always say, may you and everyone around you experience nothing but love, happiness, and protection. One closing thought that I have, and I just want to, take the time out to. This is for game developers. Now, and this probably won't even take too long for me to get into, but I just want to say that there are more hairstyles that exist for black people. Not every black person has the Killmonger. So we gotta do better when it comes to that. Like Hogwarts Legacy got it right. Hogwarts Legacy is probably the only non-2K game to actually like get that right. You saw different variety in hairstyles, you saw different, variety in just like the choices made. But when you get to certain other video games, then it's like you got your Caesar, your buzz cut, and your Killmonger. And it's like that's not the only hairstyle for black people. We gotta do better in that aspect. So please, game developers, it's 2024. Y'all already talking about putting out the PS5 Pro later this year. Somewhere over the rainbow is the Switch 2, which may or may not even deal with the progression of anything because of the fact that the graphics are usually always behind. But just know that there are more hairstyles than the Killmonger. As I always say, you catch us on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, iHeart, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, when you touch that dial, like, rate, review, share, worship. Worship. Right, everybody else said it. And like that, we out. Peace.
Oh, and rest in peace, Akira Toriyama. How did we not do
Yeah, how do
this?
we? We'll bring it. We'll talk about it. But yeah, rest in peace after this one.
Yeah,
Damn, bro.
the real innovator of Dragon Ball and inspired a lot of shows as well. Yeah, 1000% rest in peace. He passed at the age of he was 68.
Think you're 68. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely rest in peace. He was definitely one of those people that's like you could the fact that we found out sometime after the fact, like yeah, definitely a huge rest in peace to him. Also rest in peace Eric Mays as well. He passed at 65. But yeah. Till next
We
time,
out.
y'all. Peace.